Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit, but it's entertaining. Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti, the self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a guinea. Listen, your skin is your biggest organ.
Especially if you're not circumcised.
I think I'm dead inside.
Aw, me too.
I am not a happy person.
Fucking jerk-offs. What's going on here? Help me! You're not going to suck it. Get out. Well, do I sound that much of a dick? I'm singing in the rain.
Kenny, the functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
I'm a vagina champion.
There's no possible way that I can get anyone pregnant. No, 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 no. I'm waffling again.
Some 18-year-old webcam girl getting railed.
Do you ever get a blowjob from someone in a pool who keeps snot bubbling? I'll retard my smartness.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
You guys suck.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakened. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned.
What's up, everybody? What's going on? It's Conti and Kenny Show. Kenny is in studio.
So I'm Skyping from the kitchen.
That's right. While he makes his rum and Diet Coke, he will be Skyping from the kitchen.
I was cursing. I was like, I should have Skyped in today. 30-minute drive takes an hour and a half.
Yeah, I took the same drive today. I got stuck in the same crap.
But I'm here in studio.
That's right. Thank you, everybody, for checking us out. It's the usual suspects. You know who you are. The Colorado dickheads and the 4 years and, of course, our producer, Brent, who's in the chat probably. I am Joe Conti. Kenny Michaels is my partner. And we broadcast every Monday night from 7 to 9-ish.
Whenever.
You know, if we want to go longer, we go longer. And
no more show after us, so we can go whenever we want.
Yeah. There's no, they're dropping like flies.
Yeah.
No more daytime divas at night. They did their last show last week. A bunch of bubbling. She was just a blubbering mess.
Crying?
Marianne. Man. First 10 minutes of her show. I miss everybody already. It's like, what are you kidding? We're a bunch of douches.
Take a couple weeks off and do a show once a month if you want.
Yeah. I mean, you know, But, you know, life gets in the way. There's no issues or anything like that. But we are still here. And
15 years later.
Yeah. If you want to give us a call, it is 240.
Yuck, yucks.
High C and K. And I'll put it in the chat. And if somebody else can put it in the other chat,
yeah, I'll that put it would in. Be it's great. 1-800 WhatsApp.
That's if we were doing a show in 1998. But it would be, I got to write it again.
742 Aloha.
24
Aloha C N K.
Hi, C. Aloha C N K. Yeah, that's if the you got to put the extra extra zip code in.
Yeah, or but. 1-800 Konnichiwa.
Yeah. So it's, and of course, we're on morelikeradio.com and like our Facebook page. It's Conti and Kenny. Come on. Do it. Just do it, please. I don't know why I care. But yeah. Anyway.
Gotta care about this.
Today was great. Today was great for me. We got done early doing the other show and I still got here, you know, but I got here at like 6:30. It was great. Kenny was already here. You didn't text me, though. I didn't know you were here.
Was I supposed to?
Well, I text you when I said, hey, listen, we're leaving at 4:30. I said, hey, we're leaving.
So I
just want to let you know. And then at like 5:30, I called you saying, listen, just let me know if you're going to be there. So I figured out what to do.
Literally, I this was me. I didn't look at the phone. My arm was just my one arm on my cheek, the other one on the steering wheel, right, sweating
the,
my ass off.
You had the
off.
Thinking man on the left side and, and your hand on the steering
just
right hand.
Pissed.
Yeah, it was a
mess. I didn't even look at the phone with the ring. I don't have the ringer on anymore.
No?
Really, you know? I rarely do. Or I'm I always not by forget the phone.
I forget to put, I try to turn my ringer off a lot, only because I don't like I'm one of those people, I don't like to talk on my phone in public. Not because I'm like, you know, I'm too personal or too private. I hate being that guy. Like, yeah, what's up, Charlie? Yeah. Yeah. Can you still hear me? Yeah. How about if I stand over here? Okay. I just hate that.
Yeah.
And like, if like Beverly calls me and I'm out somewhere and I'm outside, I'll be like, hello. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing, but I'm in a store or something, you know? I don't mind just sitting there, you know, texting or tweeting or something. But I don't like being that guy where they're like, just shut up.
There was almost a riot in a Quick Check over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, same exact situation. This guy's got two little kids, and they're running all over the store, knocking over bags of chips, just two rambunctious little kids. Some kind of Latino, because he was on the phone, and he was speaking really loud in Spanish. And he's right behind me. And literally right behind me to where I'm like, would you stop yelling in my ear? You know, I didn't say anything, but it's like.
But you were feeling it. He's like, come on.
Coca-Cola. Cool. So I pay for my stuff and I grab my bag. And as I'm looking for my keys, I'm going to grab my keys. I'm starting to walk out. Now he's directly behind me. There's seven people behind him. And the girl, I look back, and the girl is standing there, and he's not asking for anything or paying
of
for
course.
Anything.
Right.
Just sitting there. And you could see everybody in the back, like this one biker dude was like, fucking, come on. You know, people are putting their hands up, you know, and as I'm walking.
Oh, my God, that.
Like, no, because he was sitting there. Not only was there a long line. But he wouldn't shut up on the phone, on the line, like pay for something, you know? Right. Say permiso. That means hold on. Or excuse me. And fucking get your ratty ass kids out of the fucking chips. Fucking knocking Entenmann's cakes all over the place.
Do you think it's just they just had enough?
He was behind me, and the girl at the counter was like, someone's got to tell them to stop. I guess she didn't know whose kids it was. But he didn't hear it because he was right behind me. And there was like two people in front of me, you know. So she's like, she just stops what she's doing and looks at the kids and goes, someone's got to get them to stop. Because they were just wrestling and running around and knocking stuff over, you know. And he's on.
Oh, my God.
Should I do that impression one more time? Six times I got to do that?
I enjoy it. It's the music to my ears. We went to this place called the World Market. Have you heard this?
World Market? No.
Yeah, it's some new place in Livingston, and I think there's a few of them. And it's kind of cool. It's got like it's got stuff for your house, but like more like stuff that you don't need, but stuff that you want. She ended up getting like two little rugs, right? Okay. One for the middle of the living room or whatnot. But there was a kid in a carriage, and he kept on. First, he had it was like a bell and a little like a little thing hanging on the carriage, and he just kept ringing it, bring 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 bring, you know, like the Hunchback, right? Mm. And he just keeps doing it and doing it. And then all of a sudden, I don't hear it anymore. And now I hear...
Hopefully he was choking on it.
No. Then I... Now, 10 minutes, like 5 minutes later, at the other part of the story, I hear... a harmonica, right? I'm like, what? Same kid. Same kid.
He could blow harp?
He would be like, there was one point where it was like, if you do it, I was going to smash a 3-year-old in the mouth for doing Christmas songs in August. But I'm like, all right,
look at
already.
That little kid blowing harp Target.
He was a cute little kid, but just a point. It's like, you know, I got so aggravated.
Did he buy the harp, or did he put it?
I think it was his.
His?
Okay. Yeah.
You don't want to chuck that back into the bowl of harmonicas.
Mommy. It was the mother and the grandmother. It's like, you know what? Leave the shit in the car. If you're that terrible, if this kid's that bad that he
you
can't
gotta bring
even,
toys.
You gotta bring toys to, you know, because you know we all know that the kids, they have all the DVDs, so they're just zombied out everywhere.
Remember though, how exciting is it to go to a rug store?
Well, it's all sorts of stuff, and it's even got like food, but whatever. But the point was, like, you're in a carriage. You're there. What are you there? Half hour. You can't behave for a half hour.
Smack the motherfucker once in a while.
You can't behave for a half hour.
Yeah.
And I don't even blame the kid. I blame the parents. And it wasn't a terrible thing, but it was a point. It's like, really? You have to keep this, because we're such an ADD-riddled country and world now that you can't go 3 minutes without being entertained, but there's absolutely nothing out there to entertain us.
Right.
You know? It's all irony, folks. It's nothing but irony. It's ironic, I tell ya. Just, whatever. It was aggravating.
Yeah. Kids are kids.
They sure are.
The parents are the assholes.
Yep, they sure are.
But how do we get onto that? Oh, talking on the phone. I don't like to do that either. I don't like if, all right, here it is. Say I'm at the food store.
Okay.
And I say, shit, I got to call my sister. I forgot something. What was it? It's on my mind.
Okay.
I won't dial the phone and walk. I will stop and go over to a corner.
Corner, yeah. I like to do that, too. I don't like to walk.
Mm-hmm. I'll go right next to the bread. I'll get out of everybody's way, and I'll dial on the phone. I won't be sitting there talking as I'm walking or anything like that. I'll stop.
I like that. I do the same thing. I mean, if I'm outside, and you're walking through a parking lot or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's
no,
okay.
I'm talking
but
with
in
other,
a store. Because you know what? Around. You get so distracted. You end up walking in the wrong spot. You're bumping into people. I just stop. Like, if I'm shopping with Beverly and I got the cart, and she's like, all right, listen, I'm going to go. I find a little spot, a little nook somewhere, a little cove where they're murdering dolphins. And I just sit in that corner and I just try to stay out of the way because I get so aggravated.
Exactly. That's why I don't do it.
At the World Market, dude, she goes, all right, why don't you want to wait here? I'm like, yeah, sure. You know, and all of a sudden, I'm in a spot where I'm like, all right, I'm in between an aisle and there's all sorts of. And I'm down and I'm like going to tweet because there was something called Spotted Dick. There was a food called Spotted Dick.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and I had to tweet it because it was just cute. You know, it was funny. And I'm just like, I'm in a spot.
What was it? It was like a meat cake or something.
It's two Brits. Ashley from Antisocial Gamer from MLR. He's from England. And Dave Ingram both commented saying, oh, it's not a bad thing. I like it with a little bit of cotton sauce or whatever they said. I had no idea. Cotton sauce.
Cotton sauce.
That's the word of the day. That's going to be the name of the show, cotton sauce. Fucking cotton sauce. I'm writing it down. I can't believe. I don't think that's ever been a word used,
no,
right?
No.
No. It's never been uttered in ever any sentence.
I don't think
ever.
So.
Cotton sauce. So I'm just sitting there.
When
and
you think of cotton, the absolute
antithesis of opposite
of opposite
would be sauce.
Sauce, yeah.
Cotton sauce. Yeah, squeeze it out. You know, it's a nice dressing for an Alfredo.
Cotton sauce.
But so I'm just sitting there and I'm looked down and I'm just like tweeting for like 30 seconds. I look up. It was like I was playing Cowboys and Indians. I was fucking surrounded. There was somebody in front of me. There was a car to my right. The little, the thing that I was sitting next to my left. And there was some. They're all just boom. All these carts were around me, and I'm like,
for no reason.
Just
they
because
were
they were all just moving around, and they all took a stop. And I get so frustrated. You know what I'm like? I'm like a Goomba Guido fucking douchebag in a club in down the shore in the summertime. Like, just get off me. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm not claustrophobic in that, but I just hate, like, just get away from me. What are you all just standing around me for?
I do it all the time where, in my head, if I see them, and now I'm in back of the person walking, and I'm like, in my mind, I'm going, would you walk with a fucking purpose? Please, would you walk with a fucking purpose? And in my head, I'm screaming, get off your fucking phone. If me and a car backing out of the parking space next to each other,
okay,
same time or trying to maneuver in a parking lot, and I sit and I'm like, get off your fucking. I'm like that person on a fucking phone.
Yeah.
I guarantee it because they're trying to steer with the one hand and they're looking over.
I don't do that when I'm like trying to maneuver and I'm I don't really text that much. I have the audio thing where I hit the little microphone on my text. And I talk into the Bluetooth and it comes out. But I'll look down and check my Twitter, see if I got any notifications or a quick Facebook thing. That's what I'm doing. But if I'm maneuvering through a parking lot and I have to, no, I don't look at my phone. I don't.
I start freaking out.
It's amazing, dude. We are a slave.
I believe there should be a rule that if someone is impeding...
It's called the law.
I'm
on a rule. There should be rules that if you kill somebody, you go to a place where they lock you up with bars and stuff.
Not rules. What are we playing? You know, hopscotch? No. All right, a law.
No cutsies.
A law. Or just something that if someone is impeding your progress... because of their own distraction, you're able to punch them in the back of the head or kick them or do something.
I like that. A law that invokes violence.
Yeah. Okay. Just smash them over the back of the head or push them like a bully. You know what I mean? Just do.
How about somebody impeding my career? That would be every comic I know. Just punching.
Just yank some broad right into the sauerkraut aisle. Into the mustard.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, but there should be something, some kind of a thing, because it really bothers me.
Well, how was your? What did you do? Did you do anything fun this weekend?
No.
No, nothing really.
No.
I was supposed to have a gig on Saturday, and it got canceled.
I
was gonna headline close out a show, but Keith Carnival, who Keith,
right?
He's the one that got me the gig, but he's getting me like half the money, which is cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, a few bucks, and. I didn't do anything. I didn't do a show Friday. I did a show Thursday though. I got to do a feature spot, at a place in Rutherford, but it was cool because I've only been on stage like twice in the last month and a half. And that was my second one, and it just felt good.
Mm-hmm.
It felt good to get up there, but now I got something interesting on Facebook. My ex-girlfriend, who you remember, my ex-girlfriend Dana, right? Remember her from years ago?
Yeah.
Down with Cape May. We're still, we still talk. We're friends. Her and Beverly, chit-chat on Facebook and all. That's all good, It was like, 9 years between them two. So, so she sends me a thing, and it's she tagged me in it, right? So I wonder, I'm like, what did she...
She sent you an invite to her sex change party?
And then the reason why I was the problem, why I was the guy that... And you know what a meme is?
Yeah. Like a little saying or something?
Yeah,
right?
It's like a picture, and it's like what people, they'll...
A lot of them are really annoying.
Really, really bad.
And sappy and stupid.
Some of them are kind of funny,
Yeah, but don't quote yourself.
Right.
Find
but there are ones that you just find. you know, that people see and then they share.
All right, how about this? When you've gone to high school with somebody and you've known them for, you know, 25 years, and you know what kind of a dumb person they are, and then they start putting a quote with a picture of a couple of seagulls and a beach, you know, in the background.
Right.
And then they use the phrase oneself. You know what I mean? You're an asshole. You're not that smart. There's no possible way you should ever have the right to describe yourself as oneself.
Oneself.
You know? Okay. If you can't be happy, oneself cannot succeed in a life with the passion of a go fuck yourself. You're not Confucius, you jerk off. You work at a gas station. No offense to gas station workers.
Well, of course.
But
the,
you
petroleum
too.
Engineers.
And... Yeah, yeah, but they're not to use oneself. Oneself either. You're not a poet.
So this one meme, she posted it on my timeline. And the cool thing about it, I won't even have you read it, but just if you see right underneath there, you see that? And it's a guy and an LOL. You see that over there?
Yeah.
That's somebody, she might have seen him or, you know, but the person like LOL'd it from November of 2013.
Is he a comic?
No.
No.
Terrell Suggs.
That's a football player.
Football player.
Right.
So she must have saw this and it got passed around, but he, for some reason, saw it and LOL'd it. Like, Terrell Suggs, that monster, he's a scary,
right.
looking
okay.
guy.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you the meme. And the meme is...
Deep Thoughts by Jack Haney. You're absolutely right.
In the chat. Go in the chat. More like radio.com.
Perfect.
MoreLikeRadio.com/live. Go in the chat room.
There's
some real good dickheads in there.
You could be whoever you. I don't care who you are. If you quote somebody, give somebody the credit. But you know how egotistical it is. You know, I don't know how people get quoted, but you can't quote yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Like these memes are like. Remember those? They're almost. You know what these are? Remember the old things where you were in people's office and it would be a picture of a cat and it says "Hang in there."
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Little kitten hanging.
Little kid there, like hang in there. You know, like it's only Wednesday. Stuff like that.
Right.
Well, that's what these memes are.
Sure.
And this one is they're pretty famous. It's some cards. SOMEE cards, right? And if you see the picture, right? You see the picture. Don't read what it says, but just look at the picture. It's okay. Like a funny, it's a picture and it shows a woman like woofing down food, okay? This is what the meme says. I have an eating disorder. I'm about to eat disorder of fries, disorder of wings, and disorder of nuggets. Now, it's cute, right? Have you ever heard that before?
No, but I can see how it would...
Well, let me tell you something. I used to do the exact joke. 10 years ago.
Did you write it yourself?
I wrote it myself.
Yeah?
Now I'll tell you why.
Because I'm on a seafood diet. When I see food, I eat it.
This was back when I first... Like. It does, right?
Yeah.
I did this...
really awful,
it, but I was,
very childish
I was only
joke.
Doing it 2 years.
Holy fuck.
But I was doing it like 2 years, right? But I'll give you the whole scenario, because give you an idea of how you could tell that it was my joke, right? I talk about being a fat kid, right? And I say that, you know, my mom and dad were very different. You know, my mom... She wouldn't accept the fact that I was chubby or fat. She would just call me husky, and I go through this whole bit about husky.
I remember that.
Healthy,
yeah,
I'm sorry,
yeah,
healthy.
I remember right. this.
And then I go to my dad, and then my father, and I would go through him berating me, calling me fat and all that. And then my mother would go, well, at about 13, they decided, let's go see if maybe he would take him to a doctor. Maybe he's got a glandular problem or an eating disorder. And my father goes, well, I don't know what this glandular word means, but if it means a mouth, maybe he should close them once in a while. And I know my son's got an eating disorder. He's a disorder of French fries, disorder of nachos, disorder of onion rings. At the diner, he eats everybody's goddamn order.
And that's
my
where,
fucking joke.
That's where it came from.
I bet you. Look, it's something that is obviously, it's not Louis C.K. And I would never quote any of my bits on the show, but just to prove a point. It's not Louis C.K., it's not Lenny Bruce, but it was a cute joke that I did, and the reason why I did it was only because of my parents' accent, because that's the way my father would have said it.
Would have said it, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sitting there
I
going,
can hear him
holy
saying
shit.
I remember that joke now.
Why do you think my ex-girlfriend put it on my timeline?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So then I just put, yep, shows how bad my joke was back then. And it's just, it's weird.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, I was just over.
That's right.
But, like, how weird is that?
That's, you know, that's pretty cool. I remember that joke now because the accent thing was, yeah. that was the punchline.
Yeah, it's not Mudbone, okay? I understand that. It's not Pryor. But it was a cute joke that I did, and all of a sudden now, and you know what? And I'm not even saying somebody stole it from me. That's not even my point. I don't think anybody stole it from me.
Right.
It was obviously something that more than just this schmuck thought of, but somebody thought about it to make it into a meme on Facebook, and it's been passed around for at least since November of 2013, and probably longer. So I'm a little proud of that.
Sure.
As a very new, green, shitty comic, I came up with it, and now it's a meme on Facebook.
I would be proud of it, too, in some respects, but not all of them.
No. Let's not get stupid. I know that.
No, I'm only joking.
I'm not too quick to sit there and start giving myself all sorts of problems.
Here's the thing. If you do that joke, okay, with a regular American accent, when my dad says, well, he likes this order of fries and this, it doesn't work unless you have the accent. On paper it does because it's disorder.
Right.
You can read it. But the punchline of the whole thing is the disorder of food.
Disorder of nachos, disorder of onion rings, disorder of French fries.
Right, that's the kicker of it. You know, you couldn't do it in a regular Long Island accent.
You know,
well, maybe in a Long Island accent.
Maybe.
A heavy, but heavy New York accent.
You know, it was just, I thought it was cool. I'm like, wow, that is cool. One of my jokes is a meme on Facebook.
Yeah, why not?
So,
I think it's cool.
I just want my residuals. Tell you that right now.
You know what? I'm going to say something real quick.
You put the phone number in there if anybody wants to call in?
I didn't know.
Dude, Colorado Dickhead in the chat. He what a weekend this guy had. He went to Motley Crue, then went to a Shakespeare play, and then partied a bunch of times. That's a fucking good weekend. You went from Motley Crue to Shakespeare. Not the same night, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, unless you went to Shakespeare first.
He had to come off his high.
Yeah, I was going to say, imagine you're all banged up from a Motley Crue concert, and you just then you go see Shakespeare. You're like, play Helter Skelter. This is a, I don't even know a Shakespeare play.
Macbeth?
Yeah, or Omelette or Hamlet or whatever his name is.
McOmelette.
It's a new sandwich at McDonald's.
It's a McTragedy. You got a
McDonald's. To B or not McB. That's funny, man.
Yeah, here's a.
Sorry, the cameras aren't working tonight. We had an issue with the cameras. So everybody who's upset that you don't get to see our friggin' faces, we do apologize. What's up with all the? Who's these chicks?
I just searched worst memes, worst Facebook.
Oh, worst
memes. Yeah, worst Facebook memes.
Nah, spin out one. What a like, give it an example, like what it is, and
I'm trying to find a good one. That's
you might have to click on it to see the whole thing that's written. Cotton sauce. Nothing.
Share if you hate cancer. Ignore if you want your parents to die of it. And it shows a guy holding his heart. That wouldn't be cancer. That'd be a heart attack.
Yeah, idiot. That just kind of stinks.
Yeah, these aren't really that good. I just searched it real quick.
Oh, they're just bad.
Yeah.
They are bad.
Yeah, I didn't do any research on this.
Yeah, right. Well, I just figured I'd sort of semi-brag. It's a semi-brag. It's not a total...
Yeah, no, I understand.
Brag, but...
Well, I had not similar, but it is definitely parallel writing. When I first started...
Mm-hmm. We all have that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there was a couple of them.
Stuff you didn't realize was hack or done a million times.
Yeah, well, it was right after September 11th, and there was a couple of them. It was Robin Williams. Now, Robin Williams was notorious back then when we first started to have... Remember the sleepers? He would have the sleepers when I would do the Manhattan clubs. And I never got approached by one, but they'd sit in a crowd, they'd like a joke, and they go up to you and go, $500, I'll buy that joke from you.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams used to do that. So I never got approached, but he did the same joke where I said, you know, yeah, you kill an infidel, you get 72 virgins in heaven. Just give me 4 sluts.
Right.
You know what I mean? I did that joke.
There was a lot of derivatives of that.
Right, right. But when it first happened, and then I see it was Robin Williams live on Broadway, and he's like, 70, you get 72 virgins. How about give me 4 professionals?
Oh,
and he
okay.
said 4 professionals. And I was like, I was sitting in my, I'm like, because I'm a fan. You know
of
what
course,
I mean? He's
yeah.
a great performer.
Yeah.
Whether he steals material or not, or does it doesn't matter. He performs fucking really cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's a legend, you know? So I sit there, I'm like, oh, shit! And I forget, like, 2 or 3 other people were like, dude, that's your... I was doing this joke at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, hey, if he had a sleeper take it, cool, he liked it.
Yeah.
And if parallel writing, yeah, maybe me and Robin Williams are parallel writing.
Yeah, you know?
Win-win.
That happened to me and Louis C.K. You know that?
Oh, really?
I wrote a joke for Otto, right?
Okay.
And, Because it was something to the effect of, because I was adding to a joke that he did, and it was something about having an itchy asshole, right? You know, and he goes, you ever have one of those itchy assholes where you got to use your underwear, you know, and when you use your finger back there, because if you do, you know what I mean? If you don't, you might really get, you know, a nice...
Violate yourself.
Yeah, like chicken sauce on your finger or whatnot. And he goes, you know, and it just sucks, and you can never get the itch out. But he goes, I have a solution. What you do is... You go to White Castle, you have about 30 White Castle burgers, because when you fart White Castle burgers, they come out of your asshole like butter knives, and it'll scratch the itch. Louis C.K., same reference, White Castle. He didn't say butter knives, that was just whatever.
That would be
ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is...
just imagine that. If just for some chance, by osmosis...
Right.
That you both referenced White Castle butter knives.
Right. Now, because what happened was I had given out a joke and he kind of liked it. And then 3 days later, I heard Louis C.K. a tape, and he had done it before, I guess, you know, but I've never watched Louis C.K. So my first thing was I called Otto. I go, dude, that joke I gave you, don't even do it. Louis C.K. already does it. But my first thought was, holy
what,
shit.
What part did you give Otto? The White Castle part?
Yeah, the White, you know,
the White Castle itch, and the butter
knife. Yeah, the
itchy
asshole and the White Castle
and the butter
and
knife.
The butter knife.
Gotcha.
But I'm sitting here going, I was on the same thought level
as
a brilliant guy like Louis C.K.
Right.
Like, how is that? I'm a retard. And he's a brilliant comic. So that made me feel good.
Sure, sure.
I know it wasn't a steal. It was impossible.
Yeah, there was another one, Dennis Miller. Remember the joke? Otto loved it the last time we had dinner with the James Bond movie names.
Okay,
I used to do a joke.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're coming out. But this is when the new James Bond movies were coming out, and I'm like, they ran out of names. You know, we remember them. It was Live to Die Another Day, Goldfinger, Octopussy. So this one, they're going to call Live to See Another Golden Pussy Finger.
Yeah, it's great.
That was my... Dennis Miller did something similar. Something similar.
Really?
Yeah. He did by no means anything about a pussy finger. He didn't say anything about it. But it was like Live to Die Another Die Day to Live to Die Again.
Really?
That kind of a thing.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like the name, you know, the premise of the joke was they ran out of names.
Something to be said for, like, being, you know, having the same thoughts as somebody else.
Sure.
If it's one person or something like that, that's cool. But there are certain jokes, and they end up being hack jokes. Only because
everybody
does a derivative of it,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like the GPS thing. GPS was hugely popular in like 2006, 2007, and everybody would do it. And it was basically, if you did a voice, like Kenny does a couple of voices, if Kenny was a hack, he would have been like, hey, I got a GPS. I would like to get Paulie Walnuts to do to be my voice,
right,
you know?
Right.
Okay, Boots, make a fucking left here, and then go over to the cannoli station and make a fucking right, and boom, you're right there. Whatever. But I did one about, and it was actually based on truth, because I had it to a British voice, a girl British voice. So I thought it was kind of cool, you know, sexy.
Yeah.
Like, make a left, bloke, whatever the fuck she said.
Hello.
Hello, make a left and suck a pussy. I don't know, whatever. It's stupid. Suck a pussy.
I've never heard you been that vulgar. I've never heard you that vulgar before.
Because I did 6 hours of clean radio.
Oh, that's true. Okay,
so
I got
to come
you.
In here and fuck shit, cunt.
Suck,
you know,
suck a pussy.
Suck a pussy.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I've never heard you. I've never seen this side of you.
Here's another cool thing. I don't know if we could put it in the chat. Maybe, you know who can?
I don't know if
Brent can.
Brent's not in there.
He's not in there?
No.
All right, I'm going to text.
We Mobile, Western Echo.
I'm going to text this to Brent anyway.
Roy Black. On crack.
My lovely girlfriend, what happened was, Levy gets these shirts made, right? These I hate people T-shirts, uh-huh. and he always gets a bunch of them. He sells a ton of them, but he wants to get one for girls. So James makes the shirts for him.
But there's it says I hate semen.
So he made these shirts, but they're they're tank tops for girls.
Okay,
you know, because girls want to wear like a cute little tank top. So yesterday when I had them. He wanted me to send a picture of one so he could see what it looks like and put it on the website. So Beverly's like, why don't you have me put it on and we'll take a picture of just like my torso. And I was like, it wasn't even in my head. I'm like, nah, Bob probably, you know, I just wanted to just do it, you know, just to let Bob, whatever, just get it done. You know, who cares? You know, Bob will probably complain about something. So she convinces me to do it. And, so I send the pictures to Bob, and Bob didn't.
Oh, Brent's here.
Oh, okay. I sent it to him. Brent, if you could put this picture in the chat, I just texted to you. So I sent here. I'll show it to you. Yeah. Look at there it is.
Well, she's got some canaroonies
right
there.
So if you look, I mean, look at the way it's set up. Well, when I got to Bob's house today,
with those breasts, it looks like someone's yelling it. I hate people.
At one angle, it just looked like it said eight people. Because she's got a huge rack.
Yeah,
Levy didn't know it was my girlfriend.
Okay.
So when I went down there, he goes, when I was talking to him, he goes, "That's your girl?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Dude, for real? She's with you? Like, that's your girl?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, just tell your girlfriend that I had some extra exercise last night in my bed looking at the pictures. And I just put it to you this way. My right arm is a little bigger than my left arm. It sounds like I was cleaning my wet dog." So he just... So the picture, one of the pictures, I sent like four or five. I just grabbed this one. He's going to use it for his website to use it to sell the T-shirts.
Oh, Western Echo put it in there, too.
Oh, wow. How did he get it?
Maybe Roy
Black.
What's
up with Western Echo?
Maybe I think Bob tweeted it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Roy Black, it's got pic.twitter.com/.
Oh, okay, because there might be a little problem here with me in the chat room. I might have to... you know, throw some fists.
Yes, Roy, that's Bev. That's the infamous Bev. He asked if that's Bev.
Yeah.
Roy, like, good job.
But Bob, so now he's selling those, and he's using that picture for his website.
Your girlfriend's tits are going to be
all
over the intro.
I know. But
you know what? It's a great shot, so she probably loves it.
Because when Bob put it out and a couple people on
just
Twitter.
Just imagine, guys, she's a nudist.
Yeah, yeah, and look, and she has to have. Think of how the low self esteem she has to have because she fucks me.
Oh my god!
Think of the low self esteem she has. She has sex with me.
I'd walk around with those things out.
Yeah,
if I had a giant wiener or
a giant wiener. Are you 11? Giant wiener. I'm a giant wiener and you're a loser.
or some big breasts. I'd let them fly out too.
Yeah.
Be proud of them puppies.
You know, she doesn't. She just does it at the beach.
But just the, yeah, she's not.
Or
like,
in a pool. She doesn't walk around, you know.
Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart.
Or Super World.
But I'm very happy for her because she was like, oh, my fat arms are going to be, they're going to make fun of me. I'm like, honey, you're a bigger girl. You're going to have, no girl has no fat on their arms. That's the first, let me tell you something. That's the first place fat goes to on a woman is her fucking biceps. They all hate the fat on their arm. They all do the, oh, it's underneath here, you know. You're not built to have strong, you know, muscular arms.
She looks in great shape in that picture.
Looks great, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've already got a good job from Roy Crack. Roy Black. Roy Crack.
Roy Crack.
And from what I understand, he's a raging pervert.
Is he?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But if he says good job, he probably means
I'm guessing good job if he says good job.
Yeah.
But, she, you know, I called her. I'm like, hey, you're a hit on the internet. She's like, oh, stop it. Like four or five people. Somebody actually said something to Bob. They said, with a set that big, you better sell bigger T-shirts. But, yeah, I'm happy for her. I don't know. But it all works out for Bob because he gets a nice picture on his website to help sell the T-shirts to women.
Sure, and all the proceeds go to the
Bob's pill addiction.
La Leche League Breastfeeding Foundation.
La Leche. So anyway, I found a new cure for hiccups.
Roy Black, she also modeled a Joe Conti shirt in 2010.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. She did, yeah. But that one, it was a black shirt. And it, you know, you can't, it doesn't show the rack as much as this shirt for some reason. Maybe because of the cloth of this shirt, it's a thinner shirt. I don't know. But yeah, Roy Black is 100% correct on that.
That just proves that he's a raging pervert. He remembers a pic from 2010
of a shirt, like my shirt.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's a perv. He's got to call the show one day.
Sure.
He's got something to add. He's a good dude. He's funny. He's a fucking loon and a racist, but he's funny. No, just kidding. But dude, I found, like, I've used a bunch of different things. Since I get the hiccups, they don't go away. Like, I tried a thing where they'll ask you a question, like if you get the hiccups, and you'd be like, all right.
Oh, the big
thing. Something with the ocean.
My go-to one is where to fish swim.
Where to fish swim.
And they might go the water, and you're like, no. They might go the river. No, a lake. No, once they say the ocean, automatically you look them dead in their eyes and go, your hiccups are gone.
Yeah.
And something throws them off, and the reflex, the
that
whatever
valve
spasming.
Thing or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever spasming.
Yeah.
They just go and go, whoop, wait, does that work? And then, what in the Mary and Jesus' name is that?
What the hell is that? Can they stop with the creepy memes? I mean, the creepy vines. It looks like a tarantula, a life-size tarantula, but with people's arms and legs. Is that what that is?
No, it's just arms coming out of a guy's torso. How about you clean your fucking basement, dude?
Is that a deformity?
Clean your basement. Is that the only? Go into the chat room.
No. Don't go in the chat room. You do not want to see that. It's a guy who's just a torso and 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's
fake.
Where his legs should be are four baby arms.
Yeah.
And then he's got man arms coming out of him.
And he's got arms all over the place.
But that's the only clean spot on the floor he could have found in his house. This is with the sock over here and a basket. Clean your basement.
Can somebody just get him? Just get a paper towel.
See,
and just
I like
kill
this.
Him.
I like this kind of stuff.
Get a paper towel. And just kill him.
I like this stuff. When you look at, you have to look when people take like selfies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to look in the background. The best is when people pick it out. Like there's one, the famous one, not famous one, but there's one black girl is taking a picture in a mirror.
Oh,
and it's a big dude.
A big dude in the
big
toilet.
Big dude in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. That's like one of those. That's a meme. Yeah, that's a funny meme.
I always look in the background of anybody's pictures.
Okay.
You know, even
can you scroll? I can't. Sorry. I can't take looking at that anymore. These filthy animals.
Let me go down this way. Nope.
So that's all right. Go ahead.
But that's what I look for now. I look in the back of, see of, what of is, pictures. What yeah. Is. Even if you're scrolling, you know, you're spying on
but
somebody
you know
on
what
Facebook.
You see? You know what you see all the time? People photobombing.
Well, that's a big... Now people do it on purpose.
Oh, with the photobombing.
You
got to
get the... You gotta get
everything
the,
in this world now is about selfies and photobombing.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get the unintentional, the organic, if you will, photobomb. Those are always pretty good. Not the fake ones. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But I always like to look in the background and see what's, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know what got me into that? It was
the black girl with the duty in the toilet?
I saw that on The Chive. It's the website.
Oh, this is I've heard
the Chive.
Of this.
Yeah, it's been around forever.
Yeah, somebody just mentioned it the other day. Oh, come on. Come on. You know, you guys are killing me. It's like an 80-year-old woman licking an ice
a bomb pop.
Pop. What is it? Oh, it's a bomb
looks
pop.
Like a bomb like
an
pop.
Old, and she's trying to, it's, you know, it's obviously, it's just up and down, and she's trying to be sexy.
She's got that look in her eye.
Yeah, of seeing fucking the angel of death shaking his hand. Okay. I can't look at that. I can't look at that. Get out of here. This kid's covered in batter and he's like fucking powder. If like powder was a pancake, I can't look at that. What is that? I have my hand up. I'm not looking at it. Freaking me out. I can't look at that crap. I can't even watch a guy's leg break. You think I'm going to look at that? I'm not looking.
I don't even, but you know, it's not a.
It's giving me chills.
But it's not on a loop.
Oh.
It's not on a loop.
Dude. Scroll. Get out. Just scroll it. Get that thing out of here. What's wrong with you people? I'd rather watch fucking Barbara Bush fucking. Oh, there's my girlfriend. All right. There's Barbara Bush.
There's another one.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. What is that? What the fuck?
White as Brent just puts in echo. Give it 5 seconds, please, then delete.
Oh.
That's the weirdest
there
thing.
It's, explain to anybody listening who's not in the chat.
Here, I'll turn it from you.
Just turn it. Okay.
Until the next one.
It's like some sort of...
So it looks like somebody covered in frosting. Holy... Now we have a game. Now it's a whole hot dog.
Some girl just fucking blew a hot dog out of her asshole.
And some guy.
Ah!
And
now it's a battle. It is the creepiest looking guy.
It's a girl. It's definitely a woman.
That's a girl. That's a it doesn't even look like a person. It's like if powder was covered in pancake batter, but
not
freaky
blinking.
Looking. Absolutely freaky looking. All right, I we're just. I'm just. Okay. Oh my god! All right. Anyway, can I tell you about my new hiccup?
Yeah, the hiccup thing. Yeah, sure.
There was also things where you take a tablespoon of peanut butter. Hold your breath. Tablespoon of sugar.
Sugar, then take a swig of something.
Swig of something. Well, I did one. It worked the first time, and it worked perfect. What you do? I'll do it to you. I can't do it in the camera. Take your two fingers, your two pointer fingers,
uh-huh.
and put them in your ear.
Uh-huh.
Then you take your pinkies, or you, let me see. How do you, yeah. You put your pointer fingers,
uh-huh.
you put them in your ear.
Uh-huh.
Then your pinkies come to the front and hold your nose.
And hold your nose.
Then take a deep breath. Hold it. And then swallow. And boom. Gone.
Really?
Gone. So you take your two pointer fingers.
Who invented that? Dr. Spock?
I don't know. It looks
ridiculous.
It was a friend of mine. You look like an idiot. You look like you're doing one of those dumb sexual things, like the Alaskan fire dragon or something.
Yeah.
Your pointer fingers, your two pointer fingers in your ear, your left or right.
Everyone do it.
Then you take your pinkies.
And close
swing
your
it around the
nostrils.
Front. And push your nose in. Take a breath. Hold it. And then swallow. And they're gone.
And they're gone. Really? It really works?
It worked. So next time you get the hiccups, all right?
It'll be later on when the captain shows up.
Ah, the captain.
The hiccups, mm-hmm. hiccups shall follow.
I know. The captain shows his face every once in a while.
It's creeping me out over here.
Yeah. That is just the weirdest I tell you, the internet, as great as the internet is, some of it just makes me sick. I can't stomach it. It's just sickening.
Yeah, you want to take a break, and then we'll get back to some more intro web
okay,
stuff?
Yeah, okay. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Stuff over the weekend. Some amusing stories.
Oh, yeah.
Some amusing news stories that I enjoyed.
Let me... All right, you know what? Let's do it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
All right.
What do you think of that?
Sure.
Kids?
Conti and Kenny Show.
We'll be right back.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds will go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
Not painful on that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Contact the Conzie and Kenny Show live by calling 240-HI-C&K. What the hell is that for a phone number? That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the old Skype address thing, name, whatever it's called, NPN Studios. That's NPN Studios, all one, and yeah. It's a complete load of rubbish. They never answer the phone anyway. And when they do, all they do is take a piss. Wankers. To subscribe to the podcast, get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contianKenny.com. And for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contianKenny.com. The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter bollocks. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. That any good, Governor?
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Oh my God, it's Danny Glover.
I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Hollis from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
I dressed up as a girl. I looked pretty good, too. My sister did my makeup, but I was a fucking Jedi.
The Conte and Kenny Show.
Kenny was a Jedi.
From your lips to God's ears.
That's right. You know what? It doesn't matter what context you're trying it. You could try to finagle. There's no way of making that anything less than what it is. But I was a Jedi. They said, dressing up like a girl and let me roller skate, and I was a Jedi. Man, look at that, Conti and Kenny Shorts. Yeah, man, if you're just checking out the show, if you're a recent listener.
That's funny.
It is. It's very funny.
Who made
that? What, that?
Yeah.
One of the assholes in the chat who are just dicks, and they're just great. I love them.
I love it.
Yeah. There's a thing called, you know, because every show has their podcast, and if you want to subscribe to the podcast, it's Conti and Kenny. But we do a thing called Shorts, which I haven't made one in about 5 months, but we made 10 of them. And they're basically 20 to 30 minutes of some of the best moments. And so you can check out all of them and get like kind of the meat of it without having to listen to a, you know, 2 hour show.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah. And three of them feature our pal, God rest his soul, Otto Peterson. So
check him out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. So go ahead, dude. I know you want to talk about this.
No, well, it's over the weekend, the USA team scrimmaged each other.
Yeah.
Best of the best. The white team, white and a blue.
White team.
A white team and a blue team. Yeah, it should be dark and darker. Paul George from the Indiana Pacers suffered a nice leg snapping compound fracture of the tibia and the fibula. And it was brutal. Have you seen it?
The fuck is that?
Shit! No, and I won't watch it.
Well, somebody in the chat's going to post the picture.
No, I won't watch it. I can't.
And now here's the thing. This is what
me.
We were,
I am the biggest vagina. Go ahead.
This is what we were talking about. Of course, people break legs. Anderson Silva recently.
Yeah,
that was
weird.
Bad,
yeah,
that was a
weird.
Bad one. He shin kicked another
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, just like wobbled like a. Like, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. The thing here's the thing we were talking about. The reason why I bring it up is I have to see that.
Do you?
Now here's the thing. I have to see it, and then I'm done.
You got to see it once.
Just out of curiosity. Somebody getting gored by a bull in Pamplona, you know, or a bullfighter. There was one classic one 5, 6, 7 years ago where the horn of the bull went through the bottom of his chin and came out of his mouth. The horn...
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and it was on the front page of the Post.
Okay.
This still picture, but you know I went and saw the video, and it's just this guy gets hooked right through the fish gills by a fucking bull, raging bull. But I have to
a raging bull.
I have to see that stuff. I have to see just by curiosity, and then I'm done. I've gone past the point of the whatchamacallit. Once in a while. Like the other night, yep, there it is.
See that
90 degree angle? You can't see bone or anything. All you see is just the shape of it. See that there?
That was
a compound fracture.
How the fuck?
As he was jumping back, he hit the mat.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
I just...
That's terrible. Anyway, but I've gotten past once in a while, I'll see no more beheadings. None of that stuff because
that's a little bit more to that can affect your psyche.
Yes, it really does.
Yeah, this is just that's, like, oh God, I can't. You know,
that stays.
It gives you
with
that
you.
Feeling in your groin.
Yeah,
you know
yeah. that kind of stuff. When I first found the intraweb and they had those videos,
there are this morbid curiosity. I've dabbled a little bit
after. Like there's a website.
I'm gonna go hunting rabbits. I'm gonna go for a website.
The website. Fucking cat. ask not what you can do on your fucking website.
I got nothing.
It's called. There's one YNC, and then there's another one. Humoron is another one that show people. They, you know, there's videos.
Like
of
guys
people.
Getting cut in half. These monsters. These drug dealers from like these other.
Right. You know, some woman in China is walking across the street, and a 5-ton truck barrels over, and she's still alive, in between the two tires. You know what I mean? You can see, whatchamacallit, you know, she's still alive, and it just there's just the spread of her body for like 20 yards. It's disgusting. But I can't watch that stuff anymore. Once in a while, it'll trick me into it, or if it's something like a plane crash or something like mm-hmm. that I hear about, and there's footage of it. I'll check that out. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, the sports injuries are just a curiosity.
Yeah.
That I got to see them, though.
Yeah, I can't.
It's, you know, it stems from the first one was I saw Joe Theismann live.
I was watching the game. I didn't see it, and I refused to watch. I didn't see the Joe Theismann break until 2006.
Really?
At my friend Dan Davis's house. He's a big Giants fan, and they were just playing it.
Yeah.
And that one I saw.
Dan Davis, the curator of the Sex Fest.
Yeah, he did the in Edison, right?
Yeah, Raritan Center.
Raritan Center.
Yeah.
My pal Dan.
He invented it. And that's where we got to find that footage of you interviewing Bree Olson.
No, it wasn't Bree Olson. No, it was some other chick. It was the most worst interview ever. They're like, here. They put me in a booth real quick, and they're like, all right, quick, do a quick interview. You got a minute. I'm like, hello. And all I did was just ask a question. It took me a minute to ask.
I was filming it, and I actually, as you're asking the question, I'm like, are you going to ask her a question?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to talk?
Yeah.
It was one of your favorite porn stars, though.
No, it wasn't. It was nobody I knew. Just a porn
star. No. She was a famous one.
No, it was the only one he can get.
No, she was a famous one. I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
Maybe James's favorite, and we interviewed him for the show.
We got Bree Olson back at the old show. Remember when she called in and I creeped her out?
Right. Well, yeah. That's
creeped out Bree Olson over the phone. Yeah. I made her feel uncomfortable without insulting her. It wasn't like I was like, oh, you're a whore or, you know, whatever. Take a fat dick to the mouth. I wasn't saying anything like that. I think I said something like I would wear her like a hat.
Yeah, you did something you creeped her
out. Yeah, and she was like, okay. and I was kind of proud. I'm like, I made a porn star fucking feel awkward. But, the Theismann break. That was the first time I saw it. And you're like, oh, my God. And, you know, I can't, like, especially, like, ankles and knees.
There's a lot of soccer ones where they're, you know, they're always going after each other's legs.
Unbelievable.
I have to watch it. You know, and there was a couple of football players, you know, then and as they're rolling over, you just see this dangling, flopping around.
It's unbelievable.
The big one was last year. What's his name?
That college player,
right? The college player doing the sweet bone
coming out.
Yeah.
I only saw like a still, and it was like real quick, and I was like, I just knew.
The worst is the reaction, because he did it right in front of the bench.
Right
in front of the bench, and the reaction of the players as they saw it.
Yeah.
It was like seeing a baby get shot.
I'm going to say this. Actually, it's weird that you mentioned this, but I'm going to say this, and I think I'm going to hear me out when I have. Give me a second to explain what I mean when I say this. I would love to see live, like not in video, live. I would love to see a plane crash. Now, let me finish. I don't want to see a plane crash with people in it. I don't want to see, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not saying I want to watch people die. If there was a way to take a plane, a giant monster plane, and remote control it and blast it into an empty building or a mountain and watch it just, it would be amazing.
I totally understand.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I totally understand what you're saying.
Like the 9/11 stuff, it's unbelievable to watch. The terrible part is all the death. If that was just two planes, empty, remote control, and the buildings were empty and there was no people in it, it would be amazing.
Right.
You'd be like, look at that, you know what I mean? But the horror is knowing the awful death to innocent people.
I'm going to one-up you on this one.
Okay.
I don't care if there's people in it.
No, don't get me wrong. I want to see it.
Don't get me wrong.
I still watch it, and I've always been fascinated with all of the, you know, the stuff with you know, the buildings and all that kind of stuff and falling and the crashes. But I'm deathly afraid of flying. But I would love to see something like that. But I don't want to see hundreds of people's lives
of course
destroyed. I'm not a sociopath.
Lady Trucker. Hey, lady.
Lady Trucker, how are you?
My junior year in high, H-I, capital G, small H, A-N-A, school.
Hyena School?
Hygana School.
Hygana School. It's in Africa, I think. It's a good place.
Yeah, and in science, they just study Ebola fixes. High gone in school. That's funny. It's just the way she wrote. But
you know, it's
like, quarterback broke a leg in three places. In her school, yeah. I mean, I have God. To. I understand what you're saying with the plane crash because I've been around so many planes. And
like, dude, even when I see them coming in and their monsters landing, it's amazing. Like, I'm in such awe of them, and I'm so fearful of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I love watching. Like, I love being near Newark Airport and watching them take off and land.
Right.
I think it's amazing to see this thing that weighs like 81,000 pounds or whatever it is, to come off the ground.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. And then they're coming in at 150 miles an hour. This, you know, I used to think, what is it, 50 miles an hour they're coming in? They are flying in onto the ramp.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the air, but because I flew so much for that, you know, for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Probably 500 flights, you know what I mean?
Yes.
At least 100 flights, maybe even more than that. But I always said, all right, I always have to know where the exits are just in case I got to get out of here quick.
Okay.
So if something was happening, see, now, here, Echo, he just posted, I just saw this the other night, and it says it's the Malaysian plane that crashed in the Ukraine, but it's fake.
Let me see, turn it my way.
Because the Ukraine thing was shot in
half.
Oh,
I've seen that one, but that's a while ago. I saw that. I mean, that's a military plane.
Is that a
See, that's what I like to see. A little squirrel.
On little water skis?
Yeah, water skiing. That's nice. Whoever put that in there, thank you.
But I always thought, like, all right, if this plane is going to crash on landing, I'm opening up the hatch and I'm jumping out of this motherfucker. Now, that's what you think because it's kind of soft and majestic as it's landing. When you're in the fucking car rental place and one of these motherfuckers flies over your head at like 100 feet, you're like, there's no fucking way you're jumping out.
There's no way you're jumping out. I can't even jump out of a car at 50 miles an hour.
There's no
I'll
way.
Be like, I'm going to hurt my kneecap. I'm going to skin my knee on this.
Whatever happens is going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to get all twisted up.
But I'm even saying, like, watching from somewhere else. Like, I don't want to see a plane crash and then bodies. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the actual crash. Like, there's something like extraordinary about it.
Sure,
amazing.
I know what you mean.
It's terrible.
I totally know what you mean. There was me and my sister were at the Yankee game a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago.
Okay,
and we're in a third tier, row one, seat 10. You know, row one, right at the glass. I mentioned this. Remember, I told you I was at the game, and it came the glass. To fall over came up to my knees. You know what I mean? Yeah, on that railing, it was scary as shit.
There's another one.
There was something in the flight path that you can't fly over Yankee Stadium.
These guys are psychotic. There's just 11,000 videos of planes just crashing down. Western Echo, you're a piece of garbage.
When that happens, they're just like, oh, shit.
But, go ahead.
The flight path... When they turn in towards, I guess, going to JFK or whatever, they can't fly over the stadium, but it looks like... Oh,
holy shit.
I don't know what the hell that was. Some guy with a rice burner.
If anybody heard that, I thought it was a squirrel.
Yeah, I was like, was that me?
I thought I'd guess.
But the way the flight was, it looked... If you wanted to take out 20,000 people, all you would have to do was just bury the nose a little bit... And land right into the stadium. So when they would make their turn, me and my sister are both looking at it going, that thing's coming right for us.
Dude, I've been to the Giant Stadium for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll see them, and they used to, before 9/11, they would fly right over the stadium.
Right, right.
Once 9/11 happened, they were not allowed to, so they would divert them, but you could still see them. But they would come right over, they were only probably 10,000 feet high.
Not even, because that's the other approach to Newark Airport.
Yep.
They're way lower than that. They're only at a couple of thousand feet at that point.
Wow.
You know? So just imagine, you know, for anyone that's not from our area, we have three international airports within 20 miles of each other. JFK, Newark, and LaGuardia, the busiest ones.
Yeah, and then we also, think about this, 2 hours south, Atlantic City. And an hour and a half southwest, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, yeah.
It's the busiest area.
Yeah, yeah. It's the hub to go to Europe and whatnot. It's all, you know. But all these flights, you could see all this one guy's got to do is just hit the handle down, nose it down, and boom, you could take out a fucking stadium full of people. Yeah. You know,
that I've seen that. It was a special. That was actually that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, how they
that was a controlled one. They used a remote control for that.
Yeah.
And that was, like, that's so cool. You know, nobody died. I don't want to sound like a complete sociopath.
Yeah, it just, if you're going to slam into Yankee Stadium, just make sure the Yankees aren't playing and Paul McCartney isn't there. You know? Just go in, you know.
It would be ironic if you're doing the Wings concert.
Yeah, go in Three Dog Night is there.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. That's hilarious. Guy threw a big, huge paper plane. Don't write in a mug. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
No, it's
these
all
guys are
gracious.
Just sick bastards.
When you fly into Dallas, here's the thing.
Okay.
In our airports, there's like two runways. You know what I mean? There's literally, it's like two runways. One going,
and
one coming.
There's just planes
just,
constantly.
Yeah,
constantly coming in.
I don't know Dallas, so I'm flying into Dallas on a layover. And we're coming into the approach, and we're getting, there's a fucking plane right next to us. Literally, right next to us. Dallas has like 18 runways. So they're
really?
All landing at they can land at the same time and come to the approach.
No.
Because I'm sitting I'm sitting there looking out the window and I'm like, does anybody else see that fucking plane?
Yeah, like you're sitting there going, you're like Lois Lane seeing Superman running while they're in the train. You're like, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I didn't actually say anything, but I was about to.
How's the service?
I'm looking out the window and I'm like, does anybody see that? It's literally
United
plane, like right next.
I would shudder.
Then once you can see when you land, you see all the different runways because they have a huge, expansive land down there. It's Texas, it's Dallas. You know, over here, it's somebody's backyard.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the fucking
LaGuardia? If you go too far, you end up in the river.
In the water, Same with JFK. JFK's got the water
too. It's right next to the water.
Yeah,
that's nuts. But now, let me ask you something. We're in a place where, do you ever, like every once in a while when you look up and it's a clear sky and you see a plane and it's so small, but you could still see it. Is that at 30-something thousand feet when they're flying?
Mm-hmm.
You could still see it.
Yeah, especially when they have the vapor.
So that is when they're like on they're continuing to like Europe or
they're
something like
Europe.
That.
They're going to Europe, yeah.
You rarely see, you don't see that a lot around here. Because we're not, they're always either coming in or taking off, So I was not sure which ones.
Yeah, especially when you see those vapor trails, that's the exhaust, the condensation from the exhaust freezing. That's what that is. It's not smoke.
Right.
It's just condensation.
So it's not chemtrails. They're not putting stuff in the devil dogs.
Yeah.
To make it so they can read our minds and then, take all the money.
Yeah, it's
there's
not,
some conspiracies I'm down with, but that's not one of them.
Some of them are they're
neither
they're,
is 9/11.
They're making hurricanes.
They're doing harp, right? Harp thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Harp.
But that's they're all the way up there. If you sit in my backyard at night, probably from 7 o'clock till midnight, you see them all lined up.
James's house. When I'm at James's house, if you're in his driveway, they literally go right over our heads, flying
me
into
James
nowhere.
You're in the same neighborhood.
You're in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's literally right overhead.
And you see them. They come from the left. They come from the right. And they
and they line
up.
Yeah,
they line up.
It looks like the end of Field of Dreams.
With the cars.
With the cars. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But I got to remind people listening this Saturday. Is the More Like Radio live event. Go to morelikeradio.com to get the info. Or if you want the Facebook page, you can go to my website, joeconti.com. It's August 9th. If you click on August 9th, it's got the Facebook page, all the information. It's at Just Jake's in Montclair, New Jersey.
I was looking at the videos. I just went back to the chat. Lady Trucker, are Three Dog Night, are they still alive? No, Ro, whatchamacallit, from Long Island.
Is that Ro from Long Island?
Yeah.
Hey, Ro.
Are they still alive? Three Dog Night guys are playing at casinos. Lead singer is sober now. According to Wiki, from White as Brent, Three Dog Night has 20 past members. They're just going on a Three Dog Night thing.
It's 20 Dog Night.
That's funny.
No shit.
You guys are great. He's going on a three dog night tangent.
But this this Saturday, August 9th, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Just Jake's in Montclair, is the More Like Radio live event. It's going to be comedy and music, and all and some of the comics are some of the people on the show. Me, you, if you can go. I got Johnny O, which is great.
Nice.
Johnny O is going to be there. Actually, Otto's wife, girlfriend, whatever you like to call Trish, she might be going.
Trish might be going.
Otto's sister, Lona's going.
Nice.
And it's because everything is going. It's a tribute. This year, they're making it a tribute to Otto. Because a week before Otto died, I asked Otto if he would do this for them. And he was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. You know how Otto was.
Yeah.
It's during the day anyway. And MLR was so excited, they didn't even get. They just were like putting it on the website, and then Otto passed away. So they, and you know, we did the Puppies and Sunshine and put it on More Like Radio, and they appreciated Otto so much that they said, you know what, this is going to be all the money, anything that they make is going to go to Otto, whether it's his family or his
pet foundation,
the foundation or whatever it is. So it's going to be a $10 donation at the door. It's a suggested donation. And they're going to do 50-50s raffles, and it's going to be comedy. It's going to be me, or maybe Kenny, Johnny O, Mikey Falcone, Punchy, Dave Satsik, Dan DiMarino, Mersh, if he can get a fucking ride, a bunch of other comics, and then a band. I can't think of the name of the band. I apologize. But it's at 1. It's from
3 Dog Night.
It's 3 Dog Night, actually. Yeah, holy shit. It's great. So we're all going to leave when 3 Dog Night comes on. It's going to be a good time. But it's going to be great, and spread the word. Let's get a shitload of people there to honor our friend and have a great time.
Sure.
You know, it's going to be a great time. There are going to be interviews, and this will be broadcast. If I'm not mistaken, it should be broadcasted on More Like Radio for people that aren't going to, that don't live in the area. So please come out. It would be so great.
Road shows are
packed house to honor our pal. Otto, but it's great that Johnny O is going to be there because Johnny is another one of Otto's closest friends. So it's great. I'm looking forward to it, and it should be a good time. But go to morelikeradio.com or go to my website. Look for it on Facebook. Just
road shows are always fun.
Oh, it's a always great time, fun. You know, and it'll be fun. And Levy actually said he might be able to stop by, depending on what time
where he's going.
Yeah, depending on where he's going, but.
Ro from Long Island, Joe and I both have cats named Hemingway. Stupid fact.
Yes.
Stupid fact nobody can give a shit about.
Yes. That's right.
That's
me
what
and
she
her.
Wrote. I didn't write that.
No, of course. Yeah. I know. No, Ro's cool, man. She's got a cat named Hemingway also. It's we're lucky. We're lucky people. Hemi.
You're blessed.
That's my boy right there. He is the best.
Yeah. Is that the new dude?
That's the new dude. He's the best, dude.
Really?
He's great. He's fun. He busts the other ones, but he climbs on the other ones. He's, you know what it is, dude? I don't know. I'm not going to elaborate too much
get
on this.
Get into cat stuff?
He just prances around like he's loving life. He's like, you can almost hear him going, this is fucking great. I get to eat. I get to play with the other cats.
I got friends. I got a soft place to sleep.
They pet me. They let me sleep on him. He's just
the king and the queen over there. They're pretty good. They
happy.
They throw
cat.
Me scraps.
He's a happy cat, and he's just adorable. He's so cute, and he's just great when he sleeps on you. You rub his little neck under his neck, and he's but he's so cute, dude. Hey, you have me with your buddy.
No cats in a bedroom.
Never, yeah, we usually one of them will sleep with us, whether it's the princess or him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never. Not in my house. Not in my house.
Not in this place.
See, I don't have a problem with it. I'm somewhat allergic.
Okay.
I'm if you're...
I'm sorry. There's still just videos of planes
Sharknado
crashing.
That
stupid
crash.
Sharknado thing.
If I'm exposed to them for, you know, a couple of days or long hours and stuff, if there's a lot of hair, then I get allergic. But it's really not that bad. It's not, you know, nothing crazy.
Right.
That's funny. Did you post that?
I didn't. I should retweet this.
Yeah, send that.
It's the picture of my girlfriend and the boobs. And it's
who did that?
The guy who does this stuff for the other show, and it's got a picture of another chick with I Hate People, and then it's the picture that you guys saw with my girlfriend, except
let me check it out.
It's got Bob's head on it. You know what? I'm going to let me just retweet it, and then maybe Brent might be able to take the picture and put it in the chat rooms.
All right. What I was saying with the cats is I grew up with. At one point we had like 13 cats in my house.
Really?
Rescue birds. I had a baby pig. I've had seagulls. I've had owls. And they would all stay in the one room on the porch, and they'd shit all over my baseball equipment. So I'd go to baseball, and it would just smell like seagull shit. Excuse me. Squirrels, rabbits, all birds, anything that my mother could rescue, she would.
Really?
That's why
mother's a total bohemian, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I cannot stand.
I just know the Rhapsody. Animals. I'm not sure of the people.
No, you're right. You're right. Very holistic and wants to save the world.
Yep.
But you know she's. But now that's why I can't. There are no animals in my house. Done.
None, huh?
Done. The only time is if maybe I might get a Great Dane.
Yeah.
One day, yeah. I love Great Dane.
A Great Dane.
Oh yeah, because when you get to wrestling a Great Dane, it's like you really actually wrestled somebody.
That's a Marmaduke, right? The Marmaduke dog.
Yeah. Big giant dog.
A big dog, but they're nice dogs.
Beautiful dogs. Beautiful
dogs. They're nice
doggies. Nice doggies, good temperament, and they die after 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a nice...
you can get a new one.
So,
it's like
okay.
a lease.
So you that was a positive thing when you said that?
Yeah.
That was part of the positives?
Yeah, because...
That wasn't part of the negatives?
No, it was part of the positives.
So you can have your heart broken 3 times or 4 times in 20 years.
In a generation,
instead
sure.
of just once.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's why you gotta get a new model.
How is that the positive? You're like, dude, he's great. They They're great temperament. They eat good. They're protectors. They die every 5 years. How do you use that as a positive?
Because then you get a new puppy.
No, but
instead of having 7 Great Danes, you just get one after the other. It's like, you know what it is? It's you've never seen a 90-year-old 7-foot guy. You know what I mean? You've never seen an 80-year-old 7-footer.
Yeah, you very rarely see them. Yeah, tall.
They're too big for their. For their heart or whatever.
For their britches.
So you go get a new bottle, a new doggy, a new little puppy. After 5 years.
But you can't get a new grandpa. You can't just go, you know what, grandpa? How about if I chop you off at the kneecap so you live a little longer?
The thing, by the time they get old, you know, when they're 5, 6 years, 7 years old, they're, you know, they're broken down.
5, 6 years?
Somewhere around there, 7 years.
Is it
years
because they're so big?
Yeah,
is it
yeah,
the
yeah.
same?
They're bred to be big, and they're just not... they're not a hearty. Their hearts aren't big enough. You know, it's just like people.
There it is. There it is, folks. Go in the chat room. Bob Levy's new T-shirts. but yeah, I didn't realize that. Are there any of the other dogs that are like that live very short period of time?
I know Great Danes. That's about it.
Wow.
But I'm sure any big breed. You know, any big breed. You know, cats and small dogs. They can live 25 years, you know, in a good case. Most of them around 15. Most dogs live around 10 years, 10-12 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you get a good mutt. You get a good mutt that's got some good split up genes.
Okay,
they'll live a long time. You get a purebred that's been, you know, somewhere along the lines there's been inbreeding.
Okay,
you know that's why any dog with like a lot of skin problems, purebreeds. The purebreds all have... A mutt, you could leave him in the backyard in the dirt for 10 years, and ain't nothing going to happen to him. You know what I mean? He's not going to get the mange or nothing. He's rock solid.
Right.
But you put a purebreed...
He's going to get lonely.
You put a... Yeah. You put a purebreed out there, and their skin disease... I had a brother and sister. They died... 2 pit bulls. They died within 6 months of each other. One from cancer, and the other one we had to put him to sleep because he was allergic to fucking air. Couldn't feed him anything. Couldn't, you know, he was allergic to fabrics and carpet and dust. So,
yeah, but pit bulls are like these. They're almost like test tube babies, aren't they? These fucking pit bulls. You know, they're almost like they're like test tube babies. They're almost like made in fucking labs, these pit bulls, aren't they?
Well, when you get them from a breeder, it's all hidden. Ours were champion weight pullers. Yeah. They could pull Volkswagens. So
they do a lot of work around the office.
Champion weight
pullers. I still got it up to 6 hours of dog shit radio.
But they were also fighter dogs, but not my puppies. We got them when they were little. But, you know, well, they throw them in the ring once in a while. Yeah. But the problem is, if you want to keep a breed pure, you got to breed it. You got to find someone that's not of the line. You know what I mean?
Right, you got to keep the whites with the whites and the blacks with the blacks,
this,
right?
That pit bull.
None of that interracial stuff.
That pit bull, when his little red rocket would come out, his eyes would cross.
Get out and of he here. Would, his, he got all sore horned his up. Eyes, his eyes would fucking
his
cross.
His eyes would cross, and his and he had a giant cock, too.
Of course. It was like a retarded person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He had a big, giant, a mule.
Yeah.
And
he might have been a little slow. That's usually what happens. Retarded guy, they get horned up, and they got a big, thick mule.
He was strong as shit, too, because there was one day I'm in the kitchen, and I hear my grandfather on the couch going, "Rot! Rot! Rot!" And I'm like, what, he fall or
he's
something?
Doing an imitation of a parrot?
No, the dog's humping both of his legs. He's trying to read the paper, and the dog's literally locked up on his legs, humping his legs, and he couldn't get him off. He wasn't strong enough. He was 80 years old at the time. The dog is just going to town on his legs, and he couldn't fight him off.
That's awesome. Look at this. I've seen this one, yeah. He's banging one, and then he just vomits.
That's gross. That's disgusting. I can't watch that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got the paper in one hand and the dog's going to town on the other. Couldn't get him off.
He was like the Central Park.
Park
rape. Oh, goodness.
He's like Jodie Foster on a pinball machine.
First, your grandpa's dancing sexy, trying to impress the other kids in the house, and then all of a sudden he gets what's coming to him.
Yeah, he was asking for it. He had on nice dungarees.
Yeah, up to his nipples. They really, when guys get old, they really, truly don't care what they look like. I see it more and more with these guys
their
70s and 80s. They don't care. It's almost like if Humpty Dumpty was wearing suspenders and he's got him. They look retarded. Their pants are so high up and they're not even tight. They're almost loose. Like you could just throw stuff in between the shirt. It's like, why do you have them so high? And pull your shirt out.
Yeah.
They look ridiculous.
Well, I was going to bring this up weeks ago that I totally forgot. But think about oh, there's Brent with another picture. And enough with these, with the cat licking the dog best friend fucking videos.
Oh, yeah.
Enough of those already. There's actually a website. There's actually a website of cat and dog cute videos.
Oh, really?
I forget the name of it. Yeah, you know, the one's sleeping, the other one's licking it, or there's a German Shepherd who's got a duck friend.
Yeah, and they're like all lovey dovey. I like those.
Oh my
And it restores my faith in humanity. Because like 2 minutes before, there's people that are torturing each other and skinning other people alive and then lighting them on fire. And I'm like, what is wrong with this planet?
You're right.
And then you see a little kitten video.
Yeah, one family rescued a little deer and gave it some sugar water and then let it go out and became doggy friends with their dog.
Yes.
And she comes back every spring with a new baby and plays with the dog. And they sleep together on the mat, on the deck, and they prance around, and they roll around, and they play. Every year, she comes back in the spring with a new baby.
Am I the only one that got aroused by that?
I think it's adorable. I really do.
Yeah, you know, I'll give it that to you. I'll give that to you. You're right.
That's a terrible idea.
I stand corrected. They are cute videos.
It restores my faith in humanity, because we're doomed, you know, even though I've said it a zillion times, this is the least, and I agree with Frank, this is the least violent time in the history of man. We are living in the least violent times. We are the most, we're evolved, we are as civilized as we've ever been, and there's still shit going on at every corner. We should count our lucky stars. We live in this time, I'll tell you that right now.
Hold on.
Imagine living in the 1500s. With the Crusades and just all this nonsense Just people
or getting
just,
strung up.
Just yeah, just killing each other, just murdering children and babies for nothing. It's it just, you know.
A little bit of a tongue tie.
You know what I mean? It's just a, you know, it's a tough thing. So. What?
Lady Chucker's sister's bringing a mouse.
Oh, and they're getting a cat to eat the mouse? Is that a mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, it's dead.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, the cat just killed it?
It's brought a present.
Oh,
do your cats do that? Bring presents?
No.
Yeah, they did to me. They, at my house, you'd always see a little
mouse.
Actually,
my one cat does.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
It's weird.
Right at the front door, dead mouse.
Yeah, they do that. It's like a gift or something.
I guess they say it's a gift, but what the fuck?
Very strange.
Get off my fucking front porch. I know you.
Listen to you. You sound like a grumpy old man.
Well, I don't want to step in a dead mouse.
Jesus, Kenny, you sound like an old racist.
I hate black people or I hate Jews.
It's so strange.
If you took the time to track it down and run it down and chase it down, eat the motherfucker. You know? Eat it. Or give it a fucking a proper burial. Dig up a couple of scoops of dirt and bury him like an honorable opponent.
They're animals.
Like a samurai. Yeah. Just give him an honorable burial.
Do they have a quick moment of silence, you know, for their for the defeated...
It's like Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris in an epic fight. He kills Chuck Norris and then gives him, puts the thing over his, whatchamacallit, his belt.
It's honorable.
It's honorable.
It's honorable.
Give him an honorable burial. I'll fucking leave him on my front steps on my welcome mat. So now you know what's going to happen? It's not going to disappear by itself. Yeah, I gotta fucking do it.
It's like duty. You got to clean that shit up.
Yo, that's another one, duty.
Yeah, I got to do the litter boxes. It sucks.
Duty
sucks. It sucks. It's not the duty. Let me tell you something. Because you scoop the duty out, you know, when I clean the boxes out, the...
Ammonia.
The ammonia from the urine on the bottom. Because we use the crystals, right? So it's, you know, and it really masks the smell pretty good. What happens is I take a big garbage bag and I put the thing in the garbage bag and put it over and then I start whacking the back of it to get it all out there. And the moment I go to take it out and I have to open the bag, the waft of ammonia piss that comes in my face is so unbearable. And then you go and then you throw soap in it. You use the hose. I hose them down like Travolta and Sam, Samuel Jackson in Pulp Fiction, and then I put him back. But that couple of minutes of the and we have two of them.
Where's your little box in the kitchen?
No, one's in the bathroom, and actually one of them, which we have a cover on it, is in the bedroom because one cat never leaves the bedroom, so that's kind of hers. But it's got like a cover on it,
right?
So it doesn't really stink, and we have it in a corner under wood floor. So, but I have to clean both of them.
Sometimes when they lay one down, you're like, holy
dude,
Jesus.
It could, no for more. The first minute see, or two, see, just I, stink the whole house up.
I don't have a problem with your cats. I probably love your cats.
Right.
I'd probably get along with them. You know, we hung out. I left the door open when I stayed at your house the one night. You know,
and the one, she goes out, she sits on the porch.
In, they're coming in and coming out. That's all right. I'm cool.
Well, just the one. Just the one comes in and out.
I like the cats. Just not in my house anymore. Because I was tortured. Tortured.
Yeah, it's all part of your childhood.
Tortured
dude.
by my childhood, having to feed the ducks and chickens at 3 o'clock in the morning because we had to bring them warm water.
Well, explain to some of the new listeners why would you be doing that? You lived in Jersey.
I lived in Jersey on a regular suburban neighborhood.
But
an upper middle class
mm-hmm.
neighborhood. Not that we were on the outskirts, on the edge.
Right.
But the neighborhood was that way. And my mother and sisters decided that they wanted all kinds of animals. So they were in 4-H and they had goats and chickens and ducks.
You basically had a farm.
I had a farm. And rescue animals. I had a goose that had a broken neck. It was on the side. So he
did it look like that guy's leg?
He looked like one of them. His neck looked like one of them turning things. Remember, you crank the old cars?
Yeah.
That's what his neck looked like. Ducks, chickens, rabbits, all kinds of shit. But you know what? The shit just doesn't disappear. Someone's got to clean it.
Somebody's got to clean it. They can't feed
themselves. Someone's got to feed them.
Yep.
They can't find water. Someone's got to fucking give them water.
You are 100%
correct. 3 o'clock in the morning in the snow when it's frozen and the buckets are frozen and the chickens don't have water. What do I got to do? Go out of my fucking bed and go and feed these fucking stupid chickens warm water. You know what? The only thing I should have done is boiled it and then fucking just threw them in there and made soup. fucking jerk-offs.
So it's because of, you know, basically you living on a farm in Edison, New Jersey.
Brenton puts a shower scene in there.
In Edison, New Jersey.
Yeah, North Edison.
North Edison.
Yeah.
And you did really have a farm.
Yeah, yeah. We were on a quarter of an acre of property.
Mm-hmm.
And we had everything. Years and years and years ago when I was growing up, before they built all the condos around my house,
mm-hmm.
We had horses. A couple of horses. And back then, there was a horse farm. It wasn't built up as much.
Okay.
Now it's all condos and million-dollar houses and everything. Right. But, yeah. No, so, but they continued the, they didn't trend with the neighborhood. They continued, so, they, you know, I was goat boy before fucking.
Before Brewer was?
Before Brewer. Years before Brewer.
Oh, man.
Yeah, every time I'd leave, they'd be like, Kenny, come back. I'm like, you fucks. To this day, I curse my mother. She knows all the time.
She knows.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows.
She almost made you an animal hater.
Yeah. Well, I don't hate. I love. I'm an animal lover.
Right. I know what you're saying.
I'm not going to have any.
You're not going to have any. Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with it.
I won't have a dog. I love dogs. I had a dog when I was a kid. And I just, it's, you know what? It's just too much. Too much responsibility.
Ro says, I wish I could have chickens, but my town bans them.
Your town bans them? What, do you live in Key West?
There are ordinances in regular neighborhoods that you can't have a lot of them. You can't have.
I bet you don't allow Puerto Ricans in that neighborhood either.
You can't.
Thank you. I'll be doing more of this funny stuff at 9 o'clock on the Ears Wide Open show with the Reverend Bob Levy and Stacey Pressman on a couple of channels. Go to ReverendBobLevy.com to get all the links. I don't know why I'm doing my hand like Ralph Brandon, Reginald Van Gleason.
And I can see your eyes are getting tired.
Oh, God, I'm fucking exhausted. Holy shit.
You're almost done. We're almost done.
I was sleeping on the way up.
Yeah.
I almost fell asleep on the turnpike.
On the turnpike, really?
Yeah. Well, but anyway.
Yeah. Some neighborhoods ban me. Most of the time, they ban roosters for the noise.
Oh, for the noise. Okay, yeah. I understand that because they just, when you're down in Key West, that's all you hear.
Oh, the roosters, yeah.
Because chickens and roosters, they're untouchable down there. So you'd be sitting there in a cafe.
Import a couple of Haitians and some voodoo. I'd be fucking gone in no time.
Dude, you're sitting there in a cafe outside having breakfast, and then a fucking rooster or chicken comes right next to you.
You know what I would do?
Like
I grab my two over-easy eggs and go, look at that, you cocksucker. That was your children, you fuckface. Beat it.
They're just, dude, they're unbelievable. You know?
And no kidding. They just roam? Dude, are they wild?
They're wild, yeah.
Wild chickens.
They just, you know, they can do whatever they want. They have complete carte blanche.
Fucking Calcutta.
It's so weird too. I actually have when I was sitting there, and a little rooster came up to us while we were eating at the Six Toed Cat restaurant, and I actually have sounds of the rooster. Check them out.
Almost had a gag, son. Joke that is.
Dude, they were everywhere. Just nothing but. Chickens clucking constantly. Dude, it was unbelievable. That's all you heard. Fucking a week. That's the only thing about Key West.
No
that
kidding.
Drove me
I
nuts.
Had no idea that.
All, just. And then they have battles with each other. They're like rap battles.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
They're rap battles. The one rooster will be like. And then the other one goes. It's like, shut up, both of you. You stink. You're not getting a record deal. You're not Eminem. Go fuck yourself. They're like rap battles, dude. They were roosters singing, doing rap battles.
Yeah, they were singing the chicken version of the Star Spangled Banner every morning.
It's unfriggin' real, dude. It's terrible.
Ro, actually, she said two towns over they have Puerto Ricans and chickens.
Oh, okay.
And then she says...
they go together.
Chicken, White Ice Brent, chickens stink if you have a bunch of them. Yes, they do.
Oh, they stink, huh?
Yes, they do. It's a putrid,
what is
disgusting
it? Is
smell.
Is it the feathers?
No, it's the doo-doo. They just shit wherever they want.
They shit whatever they want.
Wherever they want.
I've never seen chicken shit. I'm sorry. I can't believe I just
like
said that.
It's like bird shit. It's a little thick. It's a goose shit. You ever see goose shit in a park?
Oh, where it's green?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
duty?
Exactly. Same shit.
Oh, same shit.
Same shit. No pun intended.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But if you, the coop, you got to clean the coop. You got to clean the coop. And it's just this musty, smell of just the doo-doo. You know, not like dog doo-doo. It's its own,
that shit dry.
It's that own,
it's not that fresh one where it hits you and wafts you, but with all of it just stagnant.
It's been, exactly.
Stagnant. Just exactly. No air moving or anything. Oh, God. Yeah.
That's why I had to stay. Remember, I had to stay at my mother's house feeding chickens for 2 weeks. Remember I told you?
Yeah, down off Exit A off the turnpike.
Yeah, in Monroe. And that's another one. Nice houses and all kinds of
Monroe.
Shit. Monroe.
Are you my pal? But yeah, so she's got stuff down there.
Yeah, but Rose says my husband is Cuban and loves Key West. He feels like he's at home.
Of course he does. You're 8 miles away from Cuba, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, it's very close.
I didn't realize, man, that they stunk that bad.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. And it's when I smell it, it brings back all
brings
of
back
the
some memories,
torture,
man. Yeah,
all of the torture.
Oh God.
We'd have.
Is
to
there
go
anything
in...
you won't eat now because of that?
Yeah, absolutely. Duck, rabbit, goat.
Goat, but who? Anybody eat goat?
Sure.
Or is goat veal?
No, goat's a big thing.
No, goat's not veal. That's a baby cat.
No, goat. Not
goat
like,
is
not,
lamb. No.
No, goat's. It's called Chavon. Is the name of the meat?
Oh,
I
never
seen Chavon.
Yeah, is it good? Does anybody eat that?
A lot of
Americans. It's not an American delicacy.
Yeah, goat cheese, and then it's a lot of Caribbean. Jamaican curry goat, you know, a lot of Turkish countries like Turkey, you know,
okay,
places in Africa,
okay,
eat a lot of goat. And,
is that
and
the head where head cheese is from goat, like where you eat the no
sweet brains? I mean sweet bread.
I don't know.
Is the brain of a calf?
Oh, it is
of a baby cow. Yeah,
sweet bread.
Sweet bread.
You mean like cornbread?
No, it's just a brain fried up like foie gras, like a duck's liver.
Oh.
That's
people
another
eat that?
Enjoy fucking duck liver. Like, I hope you choke on it, you fucking animal. Duck liver. Fried in butter. Who eats a fucking whole duck liver? Just like, oh, let me just eat a duck liver. Supposedly it's delicious. I could give two shits. Here's the thing.
You gotta get some chicken nuggets.
Yeah. You
what are
watch
you doing?
You watch the Survivor shows and shit like that. I'm not eating a porcupine. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I'm not eating any weird shit. I'd rather fucking die.
Let me make 110 quills before I can eat the fucking thing.
People are, killing rats and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather chew on a branch like a fucking giraffe than fucking, than I'm not eating.
Stick your head in the sunroof down at the safari.
Yeah.
And then cut a couple lick an eight-year-old's face.
Yeah, a giant tongue.
Yeah, that stinky-ass tongue. They came in a car, they stuck their head in the car once. We went through the safari. It was the most disgusting thing ever.
Yeah.
And then the llama, like, spits at you. They spit at you.
Yeah. A baboon took a shit on my father's hood.
I really had to go. There was no bathroom. I apologize.
Yeah. He got out of the car and with his pocket knife stabbed a turd and chucked it.
He had to stab it.
Great adventure. It was great adventure. The safari.
Like doing marshmallows.
Yeah. It was probably, I don't know, 1979 or 1980.
No way.
And a baboon jumps on the hood of my big, giant, it was yellow with the wood paneling station wagon.
Okay.
You know, an old Plymouth.
Were you on your way to Wally World?
That was the time. Yeah.
Wow.
It was an old Plymouth or something like
right,
that.
Right.
And the hood was the size of a fucking
huge
Olympic pool.
Yeah. You can't even see the hood emblem. Yeah. You're like, what's a hood emblem? I don't know. Get the binoculars. Let's see if we can see that from
and
here.
The hood. So
you had like a 460 Chevy 460 in it. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I remember those old cars,
exactly.
Man.
So a bunch of baboons jump all over the car, and one just dropped trowel and did a doo-doo on the hood.
That's awesome.
So then we beeped the horn, and then he drove a little bit, like scare him away, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And they all jumped off, and then he got out of the car, took his pocket knife out, and stabbed the turret off the hood. You know, it was summertime. So you couldn't leave a baboon turd on your... on the hood of your Plymouth.
No, you can't, because God forbid you take off and it flies up the window and it gets stuck on your window.
You'd have cooked turd. You'd have cooked baboon turd on your hood.
God,
those were the days.
But a little bit of background for any new listeners on Kenny living in North Edison as a child.
Yes.
Because, then you mentioned the day, years ago when you You ate horse shit?
Yeah, I ate horse shit just like taking a bite out of a sweet apple. Just ducked under the fence.
Unbelievable. I know.
There was a big pile of them.
Everybody who's listening right now, I know.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
I know what you're saying. I know. It's just, I don't know. I just
reached under that fence, grabbed a morsel, a delicious, hot, steamy horse morsel.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
That's the horse from Ren and Stimpy, and he was very upset that you ate his duty. Just amazing, dude. Wow. We still have time.
Yeah, real quick.
We're
going to switch gears real quick. This is something I fucking thought was funny to happen in Jersey.
Go ahead.
In Totowa, New Jersey. It's a food lab, produces food. It experiments with food and makes new stuff.
Okay.
Had two big explosions. A couple of people got hurt.
Okay.
Right? But it exploded twice.
Twice.
The reason why.
Okay.
Is they were working on a recipe, a new recipe.
New recipe?
For eggnog.
Really?
Eggnog.
For
what could possibly explode? And literally blew like the side of the building out and all kinds of like damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did somebody drink too much and it blew out their asshole?
I don't know what the hell it was. I don't know what kind of shit they're putting.
Because I'm thinking
there.
Of Pat from Nunaki on Opie and Anthony when he ate like 70 shots of it and then did the baby bird on the one dude and just vomited the Niagara Falls of eggnog coming at like 4 feet wide out of his mouth. That's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Eggnog.
Eggnog.
Yeah.
Caused two explosions.
Two explosions. New recipe. What?
How are you improving it?
What do you need?
What are you doing?
What are you? This perfect.
What, they put Splenda in instead of sugar? Yeah. We have sugar-free eggnog
what,
now.
More nutmeg?
For all the diabetics.
Nutmeg? More? It's got plenty in there. Enough with the nutmeg.
It's just insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Two. Now, how many people? Did anybody die?
No, nobody died, but people got hurt.
Yeah.
Literally, but you could see it blew.
This is Totowa. That's fucking 6 minutes from my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It blew the whole side of the factory out.
Wow.
Yeah. They would experiment on flavorings. The big thing was they would invent flavors, you know, artificial flavors or whatever.
Maybe somebody loved it so much that they just fucking just kicked the door right.
What possible ingredients?
For eggnog.
You know, nitroglycerin isn't in eggnog.
Maybe it's an egg white nog they made.
And but it, even egg white nog. Even egg white nog.
Egg white nog.
Yeah. Even egg white nog. We shouldn't have that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah. And the other story I wanted to bring up was in over the weekend. Oh, it was last week. You know, Japanese or whalers, you know, they like to whale. Kill the whales. You know, get them in a cove.
Oh, yeah, the dolphins and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, there's a picture of a Western Echo. Oh, my Lord.
Look at that. Is that crazy?
Yeah,
you
so
guys
the
are so
the,
quick.
The world is against Japan whaling for whales.
Yeah.
So the whales killed 16 of them.
Get out.
They got back at them.
Wow.
Yeah. The whales,
you think they had a meeting?
Whales fought back.
You think
back.
They got together?
I think so.
The order of the whales, the water whale buffaloes,
you know what it
now
is?
Come
the,
to order.
Those are the whales that migrated from the East Coast.
Like, the blowholes have it.
They were on vacation. They were on vacation from Oyster Bay,
right.
Or Sheepshead Bay, just hanging out in Brooklyn. They're like, hey, let's go on a trip.
Part
to
of
Japan.
The minutes, we want to get some lipstick for the blowholes. All of those in favor, say aye. Aye. How about none? Nay. The ayes have it. We get lipstick for the blowholes. They're having a meeting. It's a meeting of the Japanese whaling whales. Lipstick for the blowholes. That's so stupid.
Colorado dickhead, egg Nagasaki. That's fucking funny.
That
dude.
Is great. I don't think that is a great way to end the show. Wow. Colorado dickhead, that is brilliant. Egg Nagasaki.
That's fucking brilliant. Love those.
Wow.
Egg Nagasaki.
All right.
I'm not even going to try to.
No,
to,
don't even try.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah.
I mean, I have much faith in you, but not.
I'm not beating that one.
Yeah.
I would do a couple of bad ones and then come up with that one and be like, well, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It'd be like,
nuggets.
You know, like ham and cheese, you know.
Don't even try.
Yeah, I mean, that's how bad it would sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Well, I want to thank everybody in the chat, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
For everything you guys do for us. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Go to Conti and Kenny on Facebook and like the page. And you know what you can do also? How about invite your friends to like the page? Do that for us. If you really enjoy the show, I want to build the numbers up to that. Also, follow us on Facebook. I mean, Twitter. The show is at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. And our producer, Brent, is at White Ass Brent.
Egg Nagasaki.
Egg Nagasaki. Oh, don't put that picture there. It's too weird. It reminds me of what I'm going to look like when I'm 65.
What's that? Or 46.
fuck off. You fuck you. What else? I don't have any of the stuff here with me, so I'm not sure. But don't forget, this Saturday, August 9th, the More Like Radio live event. Great comedy, live music, a band, and it's all for our pal Otto. Great comedians. Go to my website, joeconti.com, if you want the info, or just go to morelikeradio.com. And coming up next at 9 o'clock, if you're just sitting around, now there's no more divas.
No more divas.
Check out the Ears Wide Open show. I have a prediction. I think it's going to be a really funny show. I don't know how I would know that. I'm not sure because the show hasn't come on yet.
You haven't done it yet.
Haven't even done it yet.
How is that possible?
I'm about to broadcast it, but I have a prediction. It's going to be hilarious.
You can predict. You're not going to be dead on. You know.
Nah, you can't be dead on.
Because you haven't done it yet.
No.
I
wouldn't be able to say what we're going to talk about. Yeah,
you're just making it up at that point.
Of course. We wouldn't be making fun of Stacy and her softball game from Sunday. No, none of that stuff. So, but yeah, also that is Ears Wide Open every Monday through Friday. We are on two stations, one in D.C., one in Boston. It's me, Levy, and Stacy, and it's on, go to RevBobLevy.com. We're out of here. Thank you, guys.
See you guys next week.
Peace.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.